previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Let's chat about drone technology. It is that time. It's the era of all things technology, particularly drones, and they've become a useful tool for tracking and surveying for the emergency response, animal protection, security, and even journalism. So they're also becoming popular with private users to make videos or even survey an area. However, if private users don't use them within the bounds of the law, they could face serious prosecution. And this morning, we are joined by Ukarabo, who is going to be chatting to us a little bit more about this. Ukarabo, of course, being a candidate attorney at, Weber Wenzel? Weber Wenzel, did I say that correctly, Ukarabo?
It's Weber Wenzel.
Weber Wenzel. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Lee and Charlie, and to your listeners. Thank you for having me.
Ukarabo, we know that the SAPS have recently updated their charge sheets around drone offences. Do we know what brought about this need to clamp down on drone flight?
Yes. The first thing is mainly around the illegal drone operations that have been going on. So a lot of drone users are operating drones without licensing. And that basically has resulted in them being illegal, but also then in how drone users are using the drones. We are seeing that a lot of privacy rights, but also laws like POPIA being infringed by drone users. So that has prompted SAPS to actually push for these charges to actually come to play, because there's been a delay in actually releasing what the repercussions are for, you know, illegal drone usage. So now there's more clarity, because also there is a rise in drone usage. I mean, it's not only hobbyists that are using drones, but also we're seeing that a lot of companies are also using it. So it's also being used for commercial reasons. We see it being used in like security and emergency response industries, animal protection, agricultural sectors. So there are many sectors who are actually using drones. But it is important that, you know, all these users understand and know what the repercussions are of using them outside of the bounds of the regulations that were adopted.
Now, at the back of that, what do these new regulations mean for the hobby drone pilot?
So what it means is that, hobby drone pilot operators firstly do not have licensing. So let me just put that out there. But firstly, you need to make sure that you're not using it for commercial gains. And that's the first, that's how we categorize you as a person who's using it for a private operation or as a hobbyist. But the most important thing is that you then need to observe the laws that exist outside of the regulations around drone usage. And that's things like the privacy rights of other people and the personal information of other people. So your POPIA needs to be observed by you, but also things, privacy rights, both from the Constitution and common law need to be observed. So you now need to become a responsible drone user. It's not just about you using it and using it as you please, basically.
We are, of course, chatting to Ukarabo Mokganyane, candidate attorney at Weber Wenzel this morning. We're talking legal restrictions that apply to drones, which are increasingly being deployed by hobbyists and commercial operators. And what I'm wanting to find out, Ukarabo, is what the consequences are or the penalties, right, for if a pilot is found guilty of an offence.
Okay. So it's mainly you'd be found guilty it's a persecution basically, and you'd be either found guilty through a fine, which could be between 5,000 rand to 42,000 rand, but this is also for a first time offence. But you could equally face jail time. So it always depends on what exactly it is that you've done, but there are all these different criminal offences that SAPS has actually listed. For example, if you as a retailer are selling a drone and you don't even communicate what the charges are or what the implications of using a drone in an illegal manner is, you yourself could actually be charged. So the charges are quite applicable to different people, both commercial users, private users, but also people like retailers who are then involved in the sale of drones.
So where can one go to find the laws and regulations around drone flight?
So I would say the best place to find it is the website of the South African Civil Aviation Authority, particularly because they are the ones who are responsible for regulating drone safety. They've created these readable, friendly pamphlets where I think, you know, everybody could actually understand what the laws around drone usage are. So basically the best website is the South African Civil Aviation Authority.
All right, clearing up some of the confusion around drone flight and the new regulations. Karabo Mokgonyane, thank you so much for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning.
Thank you so much.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.